Good morning, everyone. It's Saturday, December the 3rd, and this is Rob, and I'm at home. I was going to boo whilst Eldest was at guitar lesson today, but unfortunately he was sent home from school ill yesterday due to being sick. However, of course, he showed absolutely no signs of being ill whatsoever since coming home from school. So I'm not quite sure why they sent him home, but hey. Hey-ho. As a result, he's not at guitar this morning, hence I haven't taken him there, so I'm not waiting outside the guitar teacher's music room. So I'm not booing from there, I'm booing from home instead. That was very meta and probably a waste of 40 seconds that you're not going to get back. I did pick up a little bit on tagging people within a boo. Because I have spotted that some people are using Twitter tags, the at name, on a boo subject line in order to notify someone that they have a boo waiting. As I don't link Audioboo to Twitter, that sort of process wouldn't work for me at all. And as Simon pointed out, there is definitely a mismatch between people's Twitter names and their Audioboo names. Because not everyone manages to get the same nick on every single social networky type thing out there. So it would be much, much easier if you could put names into the Audioboo app when you sort of upload your app and say, you know, these are people mentioned in this boo, or people I would like to highlight to know that this boo has occurred. And they got an email or they got a notification within the app or something. That would be much easier, I think. I also agree with Simon that possibly the most annoying feature of the Audioboo app is the fact that it doesn't play the next most recent boo once it comes to the end of a boo. That would be so helpful. It's amazing that's not there. I suppose I should find out how you're supposed to feed back to Audioboo and actually give them some feedback on things that we would like them to support. Because they don't hear from their community, they're obviously not going to improve it. Maybe I shall investigate their website and find out. In other news, I've spent a lot of time today and last night, after I got home from work, culling emails out of my inbox. I'm really not very good at filing emails once they're no longer relevant. I must get better at it. But I'm down from over 800 to 120 now in my work inbox, which is quite good. And a good many of the ones in there now are flagged to be followed up next week. So I feel like I've made quite a lot of progress in getting on top of the stuff that needs to get done before Christmas. So that's been quite positive. Not a lot else to talk about, really, so I think I shall sign off here and let you go on to enjoying the rest of your Saturday.